But I find in these ordinary times can still change your mind, can still change your mind.
More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Tyke. We have had our share of musically talented people through the Lake Effect studio over the years, and some musically talented people who have actually worked here. In the Lake Effect bungalow, our own Trapper Shep and his band just finished a tour with the Wallflowers. Down the hall, Jason Moore does vocals and guitars with Juniper Tarr, and Tom May plays brass in the band Take Solace. Our next guest, though, is a Milwaukee Public Radio alum making a go of it in the music business. Wisconsin native Rebecca Rigo was a UWM student when she stuffed envelopes as a membership intern years ago. She moved to Chicago to pursue music, though, and her career has included opening for musicians ranging from John Hyatt to Ha Ha Tonka. It also included a concert in Milwaukee earlier this fall and a stop in the Lake Effect studio where she played the song Mexico.
I've never been to Mexico. I say I find in these ordinary times can still change your mind, can still change your mind. And I say, oh, I'm growing so old. I've never been to Mexico. I say I find in these ordinary times can still change your mind, can still change your mind. They'll know I knew the answer, so someone paid the ransom, hoping you were still alive. And when they asked why you do the things you do, you say it's mostly 'cause it's the only thing you try.
Rebecca Rigo playing Mexico in the Lake Effect Performance Studio. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And welcome to Lake Effect.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Welcome back to WWM.
Yes, I know. It's been a while. It's been a long time.
What inspired that song? And how does the inspiration for that song relate to what you like to write about?
I think there was some news story about somebody being actually taken like prisoner somewhere, and they had been on this like news investigation, and it was like a super dangerous thing, and you know, somebody was like, oh my gosh, why would you even do that? And I'm like, some people, that's just what they do. They just love danger, or that's like all you know how to do. So I think that's sort of where it came from. It was like the idea that you're just built a certain way, and you know, you're just going to do whatever you're going to do.
This is what you're made for.
Yeah, totally.
Is there danger in being a singer-songwriter?
Yeah, there's a lot. I think
you might get stuck in traffic on the way up from Chicago.
Yeah, stuck in traffic, and maybe not so much, but that maybe not as much as that kind of danger. But there's definitely risks, I think.
I was just going to say there is a certain risk. You I think moved to Chicago in 2006, mm-hmm. And there must have been a certain feeling like you're leaping into this, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I kind of wasn't really sure what I was going to do, and I really loved music. I had graduated from UWM with a degree in political science, and I thought about maybe like going to law school or doing something like that. And then I thought, I really want to be a singer-songwriter. I want to make this work. So I moved to Chicago and I've been working on that ever since. So.
Why was it important to go to Chicago? Why not pursue this here?
I think at the time, like I was born and raised here. My whole family lives here for as far back as I can remember. I mean, most everyone's been here for a very long time. And I think there was just something about getting out on your own, you know, sort of making your own way. I went to San Francisco for a little while and tried that out just for like a few months, and then ended up coming back to the Midwest because I think at heart, like, I just really love it here. I just love the Midwest. So
you said you are from here and your whole family's from here. Do I understand right? Did you grow up on a farm?
I did, in Menominee Falls. Not too far from here, and it's a small, not like working dairy farm, but it's just like a small farm. We had horses and sheep and a bunch of different kind of exotic animals too. It was interesting, but yeah, it was fun.
Is there something in that life that shaped who you are as a musician?
It was nice to be like to grow up in that quiet environment. I still sort of like, you know, long for that. Living in Chicago now, like I've been married a year now, and me and my husband talk about moving back, like sort of to a quieter place. And I think that coming from that it did definitely teach me to entertain myself a little bit. We weren't in the city, you know, we weren't in a community where we had a lot of stuff going on. When we were like on the farm, that's where we were. So we definitely got to the city a lot, but it was just like, I think there was a time to like entertain yourself a little bit more.
You said you had horses and some other animals. What were mm-hmm. what were the other animals?
You know, I think at one point we had a chinchilla. We had exotic parrots, which she still has. We had like, you know, regular chickens and ducks and stuff like that, but we also had like ornamental, like, so our ducks and geese didn't necessarily look like the traditional barnyard. They were very like interesting animals. And I think a lot of times when I was a kid, people would come out and look at our farm and they would be like, what is this? What is this crazy chicken? What is this crazy? And they would be, and I would just be like, oh, whatever. It's just a...
Well, this seems like it'd be as good a time as any if you have another song you would like to share with us.
This song is a new song, and I wrote it actually kind of for my grandpa, who lives in Menominee Falls now, and he's from the South, so there's a lot of stories that he used to tell us when we were kids that kind of inspired this song. I can hear the rumors as the trains going by. Yeah, they're rolling down to Kansas, coming down to New Orleans. Night track in the winter, I hear track in the rain. Every other week, all the way to Champaign. Trying to find the future, trying to keep my love. She's been waiting for me, she's the only one that I've been dreaming of. And I know it seems strange, but the things I say, stories about the monkeys and the frogs and the rain. You may not think it's true, but you seem like someone I could tell things to. I've been trying to save up. I've had a lot of bad luck. And they plant potatoes or they plant corn. They got a million types of sickness. Got 1,000 cures for them. They can fix you up too. But they're never gonna heal this heart that's just aching here for you. And I know it seems strange, but the things I say, stories about the monkeys and the frogs and the rain. I think it's true. You seem like someone I could tell things to. Got a house by the highway and some children that are grown. Well, I'm still telling stories, but it's usually when I am alone. I know it seems strange, but the things I say, stories about the monkeys and the frogs in the rain. You may not think it's true. You seem like someone I could tell things to.
Rebecca Rigo playing in the Lake Effect Performance Studio. Thank you so much. What a nice song.
Thank you.
And you said it's a new song. Does it have a name?
You know, it kind of doesn't. Somebody else was asking me that this weekend. We were playing around. We did a few shows out of town, and I think maybe it's going to be We Jump in the River. I don't know. But it's still kind of up in the air. I don't want to commit to anything just yet.
We'll call it the unnamed new song.
Yes.
Well, it's an honor to have had you play it on the radio for us.
Thank you.
You mentioned your mom a few minutes ago, and if I read things correctly, she is or was a cello player. Is that right?
Yes, she was a cello player, and she went to UWM also, and she studied performance and cello, and she was a classical musician, and I think she actually played for the Milwaukee Symphony just for like a summer right before I was born, and I think a lot of that classical upbringing that she had sort of brought me to study classical guitar when I was younger too.
Well, and I was going to ask, because you started in classical guitar, do you feel like what you do, are you still in touch with that side of your music?
I am. I think I feel comfortable, like more comfortable playing quieter music. Like when I write songs, I have to actually struggle to make something that is – I play with a band a lot now and that's been a challenge for me, is to like sort of bring dynamics to my music, bring, you know, like sort of more upbeat tunes in, because I think that I'm drawn to like a finger picking, like more quieter style. Yeah.
How does the creative process work for you? I guess for a non-songwriter, it seems like it's such a mystery how the words and the music can come together. Do you find yourself playing with melody first or lyrics first?
I remember being a kid, like before I wrote a song and listening to songs and thinking, how would you ever do this? Like how would it ever come to be? And I think that when you start writing songs, it sort of just happens one day. It's like a sort of spontaneous combustion kind of thing where you're just like playing and then maybe, yeah, like words are just coming out, or, you know, it sort of happens. For me, it switches. You know, I can kind of like, you know, play something and then the words sort of find the music for me. So, yeah.
Do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
Yes. Yeah, I do, kind of. I think it's a – because I –
Don't worry, I won't
remember.
Ask you to play it.
Yeah, I don't know if I can play it right now. I do kind of remember. I was in high school. I think I was in high school, and it was – yeah, I do kind of remember what it was. But, yeah, I was probably a senior in high school, in good heaven.
What gets you fired up about this life? Yeah, you wake up in the morning and you think, okay, I have a gig tonight or a tour coming up or maybe both. What is it that makes it worth it for you?
It's seeing people. Like it's, you know, after you're done playing and if those songs like really resonated with people, that's sort of what makes it, you know, makes you excited about doing it. Because I've battled with stage fright for many years and just getting, you know, getting into this, because I've even went back and forth and been like, why am I even doing this? I'm so scared. Like I have a hard time like getting on stage. But I think that when you kind of know what you're supposed to be doing, and then when somebody else sees that in you, that's kind of like what makes it all worth it. Like when people really, you know, love your music. So, yes.
Well, Rebecca Rigo, thank you so much. It has been a delight.
Thank you so much for having me. This has like been kind of a dream. I remember working here and thinking, someday I want to be on that show. I will do that. So,
well, we are glad to make your dream come true. What are you going to play us out with?
This song's called Curse Myself. It's on the new record. Can read the signs between the lines and the words upon the shelf. Well, honey, I curse myself.
Wisconsin native Rebecca Rigo, her latest release came out earlier this year. It's called Seconds. She talked with us earlier this fall before a concert in Milwaukee. You can hear all three songs she played in the supplemental audio section of WUWM.com/Lake Effect. That's the Thursday edition of the program. I'm Mitch Tyke. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I sure hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for more of Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. We're NPR in Milwaukee. Keep listening. Fresh air is next. It's 11 o'clock.
I can read the scars from these wars, space between the bars and the hard things you've done. Honey, I curse myself. I don't know what else. And I need some help. But how can I get away from